F2, getting ready to read. Pharaoh, rain, ancient, elaborate, archaeologist, hieroglyphics, painstakingly, antechamber, mummy, casket. 1. It means outer room, antechamber. 2. When people are very careful about how they do something, they do it painstakingly. 3. Someone who studies objects people used long ago is an archaeologist. 4. It is the opposite of modern, ancient. 5. Long ago, an Egyptian king was called a pharaoh. 6. It is a kind of picture writing, hieroglyphics.
F2, the 3,000-year-old boy king. Tutankhamun became pharaoh of Egypt when he was only 9 years old. He did not reign long, however. He died when he was 18 or 19. Like all the pharaohs of ancient Egypt, Tutankhamun was buried in an elaborate tomb surrounded by beautiful objects. The tomb was built underground with secret passages and fake doorways designed to fool treasure hunters. That is why the tomb remained untouched for over 3,000 years, and Tutankhamun was all but forgotten. In 1922, an archaeologist named Howard Carter found the tomb. He had been searching for it for over 10 years when one of his workers came upon a stone step under a hut. The step was the first of 15 that led down to a sealed door. The hieroglyphics on the door told them that Tutankhamun lay within. Slowly, painstakingly, Carter's team unsealed the door and made their way down a long passage to a second door. It opened onto a glittering world of jewels and gold of amazing beauty. This was only the beginning. The team found that the room was just an antechamber. Even greater treasure lay in the burial chamber within, but it took Carter's team 2 years to open the heart of the tomb. After the anteroom was cleared, they finally entered the burial chamber. Tutankhamun's mummy lay in a gold casket. Over his head was a pure gold mask. Today, the face of the mask is familiar to many people. We know him as King Tut, the boy king. F2, the 3,000-year-old boy king. Tutankhamun became pharaoh of Egypt when he was only 9 years old. He did not reign long, however. He died when he was 18 or 19. Like all the pharaohs of ancient Egypt, Tutankhamun was buried in an elaborate tomb surrounded by beautiful objects. The tomb was built underground with secret passages and fake doorways designed to fool treasure hunters. That is why the tomb remained untouched for over 3,000 years, and Tutankhamun was all but forgotten. In 1922, an archaeologist named Howard Carter found the tomb. He had been searching for it for over 10 years when one of his workers came upon a stone step under a hut. The step was the first of 15 that led down to a sealed door. The hieroglyphics on the door told them that Tutankhamun lay within. Slowly, painstakingly, Carter's team unsealed the door and made their way down a long passage to a second door. It opened onto a glittering world of jewels and gold of amazing beauty. This was only the beginning. The team found that the room was just an antechamber. Even greater treasure lay in the burial chamber within, but it took Carter's team 2 years to open the heart of the tomb. After the anteroom was cleared, they finally entered the burial chamber. Tutankhamun's mummy lay in a gold casket. Over his head was a pure gold mask. Today, the face of the mask is familiar to many people. We know him as King Tut, the boy king.
F2, the 3,000-year-old boy king. Tutankhamun became pharaoh of Egypt when he was only 9 years old. He did not reign long, however. He died when he was 18 or 19. Like all the pharaohs of ancient Egypt, Tutankhamun was buried in an elaborate tomb surrounded by beautiful objects. The tomb was built underground with secret passages and fake doorways designed to fool treasure hunters. That is why the tomb remained untouched for over 3,000 years, and Tutankhamun was all but forgotten. In 1922, an archaeologist named Howard Carter found the tomb. He had been searching for it for over 10 years when one of his workers came upon a stone step under a hut. The step was the first of 15 that led down to a sealed door. The hieroglyphics on the door told them that Tutankhamun lay within. Slowly, painstakingly, Carter's team unsealed the door and made their way down a long passage to a second door. It opened onto a glittering world of jewels and gold of amazing beauty. This was only the beginning. The team found that the room was just an antechamber. Even greater treasure lay in the burial chamber within, but it took Carter's team 2 years to open the heart of the tomb. After the ant room was cleared, they finally entered the burial chamber. Tutankhamun's mummy lay in a gold casket. Over his head was a pure gold mask. Today, the face of the mask is familiar to many people. We know him as King Tut, the boy king.